In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning and welcome to our service of home worship on this, the 15th Sunday after Trinity. It is lovely to have you with us. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Let us pray. God, who in generous mercy sent the Holy Spirit upon your church in the burning fire of your love, grant that your people may be fervent in the fellowship of the gospel, that always abiding in you, they may be found steadfast in faith and active in service. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Book of Amos. Alas for those who are at ease in Zion, and for those who feel secure on Mount Samaria. Alas for those who lie on beds of ivory and lounge on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp and, like David, improvise on instruments of music, who drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they shall now be the first to go into exile, and the revelry of the loungers shall pass away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 146. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to earth. On that very day, their plans perish. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. O praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. A reading from Paul's first letter to Timothy. Of course, there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment. For we brought nothing into the world, so that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. And in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame, until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time. He who is the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it is he alone who has immortality and dwells in approachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honour and eternal dominion. Amen. As for those in the present age who are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasures of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my Father's house. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me," and said, "Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony and these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us." He said, "Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, that he may warn them, so that they will not also come into this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets, they should listen to them." He said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to them, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In today's gospel, we hear of a rich man who enjoys every comfort and luxury life has to offer, while at his gate is Lazarus, who is hungry, suffering, degraded, dehumanized, and also unnoticed. It appears that the rich man's sin was neither intentional nor purposeful. It was that he simply lived only for himself. We learn that he was not deliberately cruel to Lazarus. It was a case that both his eyes and his mind were closed, and he just did not notice him. The rich man was not wicked, as he did not order Lazarus to be cleared away from his gate, and neither did he treat him unkindly. The rich man found himself in hell, not because of his actions, but because of his inaction, his blindness toward the world outside his own space, and his deafness to the word of God, made him unable to see Lazarus and unable to hear the word of God. He was unthinking and uncritical of his own actions, unable to consider and calculate the obvious differences between himself and those around him. When we hear this story, it is tempting for us in the developed world to feel guilty about our lifestyles, for we are the rich man here. In an age when we are faced with the problems of world debt, hunger, and underdevelopment, we also often feel unable to do much apart from giving money to charity. We can ask ourselves, do we see those who are poor at our own gate, or are we deaf and blind to their needs? Do we recognise the poverty in our own villages, towns, cities, and communities, or the homeless sleeping rough? Do we see the people trapped in their homes because they are unable to get out, either because of disability, age, or lack of money? Do we recognise the poverty of the people who we may see regularly? When we speak of poverty, it is not just the material poverty, but the emotional poverty, the loneliness, depression, the helplessness of the young mother at home all day with small children. Do we see or recognise the isolation of the person who is unable to read or write, the person who is desperate to find a job, or the refugee miles and miles from home and an environment that may be both hostile and unwelcoming? We realise that there is real poverty at our own gates. Whilst we cannot do everything for everyone, we need to try and do our bit, no matter how small, as if we choose to do nothing and refuse to become involved, then we risk sharing the same fate of the rich man. Also, when we have eyes that are open, we are able to see the needs of people close by, and it will allow us to become more sensitive to the poverty that is beyond our immediate community. When we see with a clear vision of gospel values, our blindness will clear, our ears will become more willing to listen, and the words of Jesus will take on a new meaning. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May they follow the example of Matthew in bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Gaza and Israel, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Following the example of Matthew, may we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need, and strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We are all citizens with the saints and belong to the family of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who were far away and to those who were near. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love, and also with you. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey, In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before our blessing and final hymn, may I take this opportunity to thank you for joining with us, hoping you have a peaceful and blessed week, and that you will be able to join with us once again. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.